With Hashem's loving grace, today's podcast is entitled Cry Today, Laugh Tomorrow. The Melitza Rebbe tells a tale about 19th century Eastern Europe when Jews had a very difficult time in making a living. They were not allowed to own land and were limited to certain trades. The fact that the Tsar levied tremendous taxes on liquor and tobacco made the smuggling business from Poland to Russia very lucrative. Yet it was risky, for the Russians' customs police, who manned the international border with Poland, were more than motivated to get their hands on violators, especially when the outlaw was a Jew. Well, Nachumke lived in a village on the Polish side of the border, and his cousin Berche lived on the Russian side of the same village that straddled the border. They came up with a great idea about how to solve their financial woes. Nachumke bought the cheapest coffin he could find, a plain pine box. He then filled it to the brim with bottles of the best Polish whiskey, which would bring a handsome sum on the Russian side of the border. And to muffle the sound of the bottles rattling, he cushioned them with as much choice Polish tobacco as he could. Well, the coffin, once its contents were sold to the ready and waiting black marketeers on the Russian side, would bring a handsome sum. Well, Nachumke and Berche, they hired extras to serve as mourners and pallbearers. While these extras didn't know exactly what their employers were doing, they didn't care. For an easy day's work, a few hours of crossing the border and coming home, they were paid three times more than what they normally made by chopping wood and carrying bales of water from the river to the village. Well, the first few fake funerals were very successful. But once the actors got used to their roles, they became routine. They no longer made the effort to cry and to wail on the way. Instead, they laughed and gossiped and shared the latest news. Well, the now routine weekly procession arrived at the Russian border. It just happened that a high-ranking customs officer from St. Petersburg decided to visit the border station that exact time. He ascended the lookout tower and observed from above at the happenings below. Just then, Nachumke arrived at the border with a casket and the usual entourage. Just as the sergeant below was about to wave them through, the officer descended like an eagle on the funeral entourage. "Open the casket," he barked, "this very second." Well, Nachumke, a little too overconfident by this time, he protested, "Sir, what about the dignity of the dead?" Well, the Russian drew his saber from its sheath and he growled, "Jew, unless you wish to join the ranks of the deceased, open the coffin right now." Well, opening the coffin, Nachumke wailed, and Berche was sobbing too, and the other Jews joined in the crying. Well, the bottles of golden Polish whiskey glittered in the sunlight. Packets of tobacco released their pungent scent. The Russian officer from his perch in the lookout tower had never seen such a casual funeral in his life. No one was crying, and a few even smiling and laughing, but that's what made them so suspicious. The officer said to Nachumke and Berche, "Aha, now you're crying. You'll continue to cry in a Siberian prison. Idiots, if you'd have cried a few minutes ago, then you could have been laughing now. But since you're laughing now, you'll cry for many years to come." In the Midrash Kohelet, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana tells of a wise old man who sits at a crossroads and warns travelers. There's one road whose beginning is rocky and its end is smooth, and there's a second road whose beginning is smooth and its end is rocky. The wise man is relating a fact of life that applies both to material and spiritual endeavors. The same Midrash says that he who cooks on Friday will have what to eat on Shabbat. In other words, if you don't plow and plant today, there'll be no harvest tomorrow. Western society upholds comfort zone and leisure time as high ideals. Those are formulas for mediocrity at best. Champion athletes and high achievers shun both. The timeless wisdom of the Midrash is telling us that without grueling maneuvers today, the army won't see victory tomorrow. And without tough workouts today, an athlete won't be in the winner's stand tomorrow. And if a person fails to do mitzvot and good deeds in this world, he and she will not be able to compensate in the next world. The same lesson applies to raising children. If a parent looks for an easy life and doesn't cry when the child is young, then the parent will surely cry plenty when the child grows up. We can now understand what King David says in Psalm 126, verse 5, "He who sows in tears shall reap in joy. Cry today and laugh tomorrow." God bless.